You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Audio courtesy of Bally Sports for Great Lakes. Tone, good morning.
Good morning, Kenny.
Guardians are 14-14. We'll talk about them in a second.
Season back in play? Not over?
You said the season was over when they were out west. You said it felt done.
I said it felt like it. I absolutely did.
We turn the lights up in here? The lights seem dim. Turn the lights up. They seem dim.
I don't even know how to go about doing that.
You go behind you and you turn the lights up. You don't know how to hit the button?
I didn't even know we had a dimmer.
You have a dimmer on both.
I swear to God, I thought we just had an up or a down.
You go right behind you.
You think Extend comes in here and they don't put a dimmer in?
You go right behind you. See, what you do is you get up while I'm talking to you, and then you go. You're not going to hit the dimmer, are you? You're not going to turn it up.
No, not especially not now. That is not the way to start out a Monday. Ordering a dimming situation like that.
Okay, I'll get up and I will turn up the lights.
I don't know what you want, and then we're not going to sit here and test it.
I didn't realize it was this dim in here.
Damn it, Ken.
You've been in here for 40 minutes.
We got him walking around the car here.
Oh,
that's too bright.
That's too bright.
No, way too bright.
Perfect. It's too bright. It's like we're outside.
I thought we used to have mood lighting in here.
6 a.m., man. You gotta be
we
ready.
Did.
6 a.m., man. You got to be ready to go. Here we are.
All right, so now talking about the dimming put me in a bad mood, and now going the opposite, not dimming anything, going to full operational power.
You said a dimmer.
It's like I'm staring into somebody's brights as I'm driving
called,
down the road.
Oh, it's called a dimmer. It's not
shades.
Called a lightener, and I lighten things up.
I need to borrow the hater shades.
Make things lighter. Hater blockers.
Who had the hater blockers?
Morning. That was Josh Gordon and Corey Coleman.
Corey Coleman took him to Buffalo. And
a
then
joint
they cut him.
Effort. Sorry.
Is he still in the NFL
no,
in some way?
He hasn't been in the NFL. In
no, long. I thought he was with a team or
no,
something.
Come on.
Who, Coleman?
Corey Coleman.
He's with Coleman Grills now.
Josh Gordon is one of 30 wide receivers Kansas City Chiefs are trying out this year.
Well, he's been on the roster for 2 years.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
I know,
but touchdown.
He does not have a guaranteed position at all.
You know, you gotta...
When you're that giant, you're back.
Yeah, he's a giant. He's 30. Just turned. Is he 30 now?
He's 30.
Wow.
Finally.
You know Should have been a Hall of Famer.
I actually cannot believe we have not, given our wide receiver situation right now, I cannot believe... It has not been bandied about Josh Gordon, Deshaun Watson, Cleveland. We need a receiver.
He's busy. He's in KC.
He's not under contract.
They'll bring him back. They'll start him for game one, and then they'll healthy scratch him for 16
weeks. Are you finished? That's enough.
Well, who are our wide receivers right now?
Well, we got...
Cooper!
Jesus.
Oh, you need the lights bright, but we can't
need the lights bright, yeah. We got Amari Cooper. I sound like talking to my son, Jesus. I got Mark Cooper.
Uh-huh.
And we got Donovan Peoples-Jones.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
And we got David Bell.
Who is our number two wide receiver?
And we got Donovan Peoples-Jones. And we got Woods, a kid from Oklahoma, almost said Oklahoma State. Got Nothing him. There. There's always a Woods from Oklahoma or Oklahoma State. I mean, we got lots of things. We're okay.
Anthony Schwartz, come on.
Anthony Schwartz,
boy, it's, speedster.
Boy, it's so interesting when you
He's
went
a speedster. All right,
when you went into the draft and thought about like, all right, here's where every team is.
Technically, Jakeem Grant.
I remember going into the draft, the Browns.
Marcus Bradley.
It was just one NFL Twitter feed, but they had the Browns with the fifth worst wide receiver group in the NFL.
Right,
and then you're like, oh, but we added a wide receiver. Yeah, but 15 other teams added a wide receiver that they've drafted higher than the receiver you drafted.
Yeah.
So you really didn't make up any ground on the rest of the NFL. And so does it just come down to who the Jarvis Landry or guy like Jarvis Landry
yes.
is that you end up signing?
Yes.
So who's left?
So it might end up being, well, technically, isn't Jarvis Landry still left even though Baltimore's snooping around?
He's left.
It doesn't seem that the Browns are going to be.
It sounds like it's. I don't
somebody
understand.
In tweet, see, I got to make sure it isn't you know what sack sports. Somebody had tweeted that the Browns weren't really in contact with Jarvis Landry over the last week, so.
But that was after we had guys like Tom Pelissero maintaining that it was absolutely still in the cards. And then what Mark Dominic last week on the afternoon drive show, he said he thought he was still coming back. And so, and we, meanwhile, we're all just operating under the assumption that Jadeveon Clowney comes back.
Yes.
So
I am also operating under the assumption that Jadeveon Clowney comes back.
Why are we not hearing anything about that?
It just seems to be that everybody's so positive that he's coming back. I think he's coming back. So I'll say Jadeveon Clowney is at about, I will say it about 80-85%. Yes. Yes.
But the way people are talking, it seems like it's 99.9% sure Jadeveon Clowney is coming back.
Well,
there's no
Miles
chance
tweeted out that picture.
Yeah, Miles tweeted it out. He's recruiting. He's recruiting hard. He's recruiting. He's up. He's ready to
or
go.
Or does he picture. Already know that he's already said he's coming back and they just have to finalize the deal? That's what I don't understand.
Idea.
It's so weird.
I have no
idea. What's left to iron out if you're Jadeveon Clowney?
I'm not Jadeveon Clowney's agent. I'm not Clowney. I'm not the Browns. I'm just me over here on the sidelines.
Doesn't matter if they have a free agent in here this week or next week. They don't come back for mandatory minicamp for how many weeks?
Well, I guess
the
only thing that matters is whether the Browns
we're getting guys who really
whether he's been in,
on. Yeah.
I guess the only thing that matters is whether he's been in communication with the Browns
like
and
Kelvin
whether
Benjamin.
Whether they know that he's coming back.
Well,
or the Browns sitting there like us, hoping but not knowing.
You never
because
know
that, because that's a problem. If the Browns don't know and they're just hoping, then that's actually a huge issue because it doesn't allow them to figure out what they're going to do.
You just never know until the contract's signed. You never fully know until the contract.
Then that's dangerous.
Well, it's
how
not,
can you operate? Don't you have to some point have
a
backup
about
plan?
It like this. Yes, but think about it. I mean, we see cautionary tales all the time about you don't play with fire. But really, how many people every day play with fire? Nothing bad ever really happens. I mean, come on. It'll be okay. What?
A lot of people play with fire and they burn down their house, too.
Yes, I said a lot of people do it. We see cautionary tales every day. But a lot of people also play with fire and don't do anything bad.
Not promote playing with
fire. They're just like, hey, I played with fire and now I'm done playing with the fire.
We do not.
I'm not. That's not condoning playing with fire. That's not. I'm just pointing out the. I'm just pointing out the fact. A lot of people do a lot of stupid things every single day, and they end up perfectly fine. But we do see a couple of cautionary tales, to say the least. Like how many people put? You see, like the video that got. You know what? I'm not even going to bring it up because that's just going to dig the hole even deeper. You get what I'm saying, though. So, yeah, it's dangerous, but, you know, some people like to live dangerously, including the Browns when it comes to Jadeveon Clowney. If they don't get Jadeveon Clowney, will you be crestfallen? Will you be that upset?
Oh, I think that's a huge, huge loss if they don't get him.
Really?
Yeah.
So you think fans will be really upset if they don't get Jadeveon?
Yes, absolutely.
216-578-0092. I'm dead serious. If the Browns don't have Jadeveon Clowney on this team, like if you found out later on this summer Jadeveon Clowney signing with the Raiders, you're going to go, oh, my goodness. Like, would you be mad at Andrew Berry and everybody if you found out Jadeveon Clowney was signing up with someone else?
Well, I think it would.
Is that a miss by the Browns? I'm serious.
It would be, yes, because
92.
It would shift to you. What was your planning for this? What was your communication with him? Because if they go in without Clowney and they just end up signing somebody who's not even going to be considered on the same plane as him, you're going to have major questions about the defensive line.
Well, yeah, but I think they might have
major
already had
it. Questions.
And maybe they were sitting there thinking, this is the deal, and the deal does not move, and if you feel you can get a better deal, go get a better deal. Takes two to tango. I don't think they were sitting there just the whole time going, we don't have to offer anything. He'll be back. I don't know if that was
but
the
no,
case.
It would be, are they putting all the eggs in the Jadeveon Clowney basket and you're waiting forever and then somehow you get bit at the end if another team is more desperate and is able to offer more money?
I mean, what type of football team would put all their eggs in the Jadeveon Clowney basket? I mean, he's north of 30.
It seems like the Browns are in that right now.
I don't think they have.
They've been doing that for, this will be the third year.
I disagree. I don't think anybody's putting any eggs, like their whole defense is based on Jadeveon Clowney. I don't think so
at
all.
No, just their free agency defensive in basket eggs.
Yeah, I think their defensive line looks honestly is a little bit, I would say, in question without him.
Well, I think it would be in question even with him to some level.
Even with him?
I mean, you got Taven Bryan coming in from Jacksonville, mm-hmm. who's a, you know, whatever, no offense to him, but, I mean, he's kind of, you got to prove it. Jordan Elliott, I think, is a prove it to a lot of folks. Perrion Winfrey, I mean, he's a great promo. We'll see if he can play.
The fourth round pick.
Tommy Togiai was not active for a long stretch of the season last year, for most of the season last year. Shelton Day makes plays every time you see him, but for some odd reason, they've never been a big fan of his. So I think it'd be, even if you were to put him over there, I think it would kind of be in question. I just don't think you can. I think they kind of went in knowing, like, yeah, well, it kind of is what it is. You can't give up a whole bunch of money, and Jadeveon Clowney knows he plays a premium position. He was able to prove some things last year playing alongside of Myles Garrett. He has every right to test the waters. We're past the draft. We'll see what other teams can come up with, and we'll see what he wants to do. But I don't think that this team would put themselves in a position to be held hostage. Sounds bad, but I'll say hostage by Jadeveon Clowney, who's north of 30, who's had injury problems, and let's be honest. Anything north of a multi-year deal has been a question mark for him, where he hasn't really had the best motor when he's had multiple years on a deal.
Yeah, I mean, just last year going into the season, we didn't know Malik McDowell was going to play as well as he did, so that was like a huge bonus. You know, Malik Jackson was there as well, and Tack McKinley. Right? Those guys are all gone.
So I think
it's a huge hole right now. And if Clowney just comes back, you're still hoping your defensive line can reach the levels that it did last year. But I don't think right now, I'm not assuming we're exceeding that.
Let's get everybody. 216-578-0092. Eddie and Westlake. Hello.
Hey, guys, look, Andrew Berry with this situation here, it's well thought out, man. He's not dependent on these guys signing. I want Jadeveon Clowney back more than anybody, but Andrew Berry is playing from a position of strength. I mean, he has all this money. We're second in the league in cap space. We're really going to be first after the Austin Hooper. We get another almost $10 million. That's why they're not pressed about all these other contracts, because if Jadeveon Clowney doesn't want to sign, I want him. I do. I really do. They'll just go after another second tier, JPP. I mean, it's not a big drop-off. Or Hughes or somebody like that. Now, I do want Jadeveon Clowney. But then they're not done yet. I mean, they're going to sign a veteran defensive tackle because, Eddie,
but none of the other teams are done either. I'm just asking, if you don't get Clowney, where are you in comparison to everybody else?
Yeah, but Clowney, listen, we're our money. That's the one thing. So it eliminates teams because, like you just said, people don't want to give him a multi-year deal. All these remaining contracts that they're going to have left, I said this before, they got three positions of need that they're going to address with this money. They're all going to be one-year deals for the most part. Clowney might get two, but everybody else is going to get a one-year deal. They're going to sign a veteran defensive end. They're going to sign one of these top defensive tackles, whether it be Hicks, Goldman, Sheldon Richardson, somebody. They're going to sign somebody, and they're going to sign a veteran receiver. They didn't give all this money to Deshaun Watson to go in there with one veteran receiver and four or five youngins. They're not going to do it. They're going to sign either a Beasley, a Landry, or Fuller. So they're going to sign somebody. One of them guys is going to get cut.
All right, Eddie, it's just a reality. Eddie, thank you very much for the call. By the way, I thought that his birthday was in October. It's actually in February. So he won't be 30 until technically after this season.
We don't think there's a huge drop-off from Jadeveon Clowney to Sheldon Richardson.
Oh, there is.
He made it sound like, if they don't get Clowney, they'll just get Sheldon
Richardson.
Like,
you can just get anybody.
But they're not as good of a football team.
Well, you're right, they're not as good, but I don't think it's the type of panic that I think that some people might be setting in. Like, I don't...
No, don't get me wrong.
If they don't get Jadeveon Clowney, I'm not going to come on the air and say, boy, you guys have really messed up. I do have a trust in...
But that was a huge part going into last season, when we said we had the most complete roster in the NFL... arguably, and we had other people say, no, Browns have the best roster in the NFL. Are we going to be saying that this year? And obviously, we upgraded massively at quarterback, but is that going to be the case for the rest of the roster?
Probably not.
It doesn't seem like it. And I wonder why. They have the money.
Because most of the same roster was underachieving last year. It leaves a bad taste in your mouth. So people aren't going to say that. Well, all right. 216-578-0092. I didn't realize we were going to do this. Jadeveon Clowney. I mean, if he doesn't sign here, how big of would it be a massive disappointment? Would you be a little bit disappointed?
I think it would be
because you breathe a sigh of relief?
Every Browns conversation has included, and we have Jadeveon Clowney. So now if you all of a sudden don't have him, that's a massive hole.
216-578-0092. I'll leave it to you guys. We'll get to you and the tweets. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Live on the Fan. I didn't realize this would kind of take off. 216-578-0092. Do you have to have Connie back now? Yes.
And I asked Andrew Berry last week when we had a chance to talk to him about whether or not there's any kind of an ultimatum day. Like, hey, we need to know by this time. And he said, no, you know, every player is different.
Yeah.
But I'm like, if it was like, 2 days before the NFL season started, I mean, you not knowing about Clowney would eventually screw up your team building.
I feel the price is the price by now, isn't
right.
it?
Yeah, I don't think...
Isn't now the price the price? And I'm not... Like, there are people who are... There's definitely people who agree with you. And I'm just not moved emotionally to go, oh, we got it. We just got to have Jadeveon Clowney. Now, I know that we've all kind of penciled him in, but if you have to use your eraser, hey, that sucks that you don't have the player. Because I've always said, zero-sum game, you either have the guy or you don't have the guy. And yes, that matters. Your defense is better with Jadeveon Clowney. But I just look across the league. We're past the draft. Rookies are coming into town. They'll have those camps. I think this is part of the process. I mean, if it were, he's 29 years old. I thought he'd be 30 at the beginning of the season, be 30 at the end of next season. My mistake. He's 29 years old. He's been injured. He had a nice season last year. Very nice season with Myles Garrett. His good interest to play is with the Browns. I still think his best interest monetarily and to not waste his time is with the Browns there. Now, we can get into a big-picture conversation with the roster. We might at 7 after Lyman likes at 6:40. But I do have more faith in Andrew Berry and Paul DiPodesta than maybe I thought I would have going into last year, where it's, I'd like to have the player, but I look across the league. It's not like everybody else is racing to hand him money. This is kind of the order of things. And if you're one of these other teams, like there are contending football teams that might have space. Now, I have to look at their rosters, too, especially in the AFC. There's plenty of contending teams in the AFC. But you have a lot of other teams that might not be so much a contender going, are we really using our best assets here, handing this man money, or should we use other ones? I imagine they probably want to offer him another one-year deal, and he doesn't want a one-year deal. He wants 2 years or 3 years or whatever. And he should want that. That's okay. That's not to demonize him. But I'm just not as emotionally struck by it or not. It would be a little bit of a disappointment, I'll admit, if they weren't able to sign Jadeveon Clowney. But I just don't think it's the end of the world.
I'm just surprised you say a little bit of a disappointment, because I think it would be a big misplay by the Browns to wait this long and then not get him. Because then it's like, who could you have had when you look at opportunity cost? Who are all the other guys you could have? Remember, you keep saying they have all this money and the salary cap.
They could keep their money, clearly. But it's exactly what Eddie mentioned. I mean, there's a couple. Now, Sheldon Richardson is not him. Jerry Hughes is 33, is not him. Jerry Hughes has been a fine player for a long time, but he's not him. So there is diminishing return on some of the other ones. But if they were to go out and sign a Jerry Hughes after it at 33, I'd be still a little bit concerned. But again, playing with Myles Garrett, I wouldn't be as concerned as some others. And they obviously have some plan with Chase Winovich there on the other side. What exactly that is, we'll see with Joe Woods' defense. Let me get to Alvis in Cleveland first. You're first up on the Fan. Hello, Alvis.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Hey.
Hi.
I think it'd be a disappointment if he doesn't play, if we don't sign him. Like you guys said, for the simple fact that we could have looked at a lot of players that we could have. And then he got to think, this market, it seems like it's not for linebackers that's getting older. Like, this league is now set up for guys that are younger. So, with that being said, I think he should go ahead and sign with the Browns, because, like you guys said, ain't nobody really sending him no money or, you know, coming to him with no deal. And he had a great season with the Browns. He didn't have a good season before he came to the Browns. He didn't even get no sacks that last year he played, I think it was with Tennessee.
Well, he barely got to play because of the injury. He had a very big injury.
That's what I'm saying. He's injury prone. So it could be – I think it's a 50-50, you know what I'm saying? Damn if they do, damn if he don't, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, this league is structured for these younger players to come in and blossom.
Well, and Alvis, thank you for the call. I mean, I can understand, Lima, where you're coming from. 216-578-0092. I can understand where you're coming from. By the way, this is not based on anything. We were just kind of talking about something else. Jarvis Landry got brought up, and then Jadeveon Clowney got brought up. There are no reports or anything as of right now. Maybe we'll talk to Daryl about it coming up at 8:20. I could always look at you. I could see your side of it. And when you say, if you don't have Jadeveon Clowney, the first thing, if I were you, I would be thinking of going, well, are you all in or are you not all in? I mean, you've said $230 million, damn the torpedoes, forget the first round picks. Are you about this or are you not about this? I mean, what's money at the end of the day? But I also think that if he wants multi-year deals, I'm sorry, I can't hand you a multi-year deal. And I would feel if you already had a multi-year deal, he'd already be gone.
Yeah,
right?
Jadeveon, he gets kind of this special circumstance. Now, this is not a commentary on whether he has earned that. I mean, I guess if there's a team willing to take him every year for a one-year deal, then I guess he has earned it, because that's what the market will bear. But Carlo on Twitter, Twitter Reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, says, I believe they know he's coming back, and that they know there's a price point. Veterans will hold out for signing early because they don't want to go through OTAs and mandatory workouts. Now, I guess I have one question. I mean, if the Browns have that arrangement with him and they have approved him being able to miss certain things because he's a veteran,
I would just
sign him. He's been around that long.
Yeah, just sign him.
Why couldn't you still sign him? The other question I do have, independent of that, is Albert Breer came on the afternoon show.
Sorry about that.
Last year.
I didn't see the tweet. I just have to disagree with that tweet, just because Carlos Boozer taught us. You sign the deal. You just sign the deal and
get it done, just like, in case.
Odell Beckham Jr. You got the trade. His deal was already signed. He'd never had a deal with the Browns. Was already carried over from the Giants. But it's, you sign the deal, and then we could always say, well, if you don't need to come to camp, you don't need to come to camp. You can always do that, but make sure the player is signed.
Yeah, that's true.
Before any of that happened. I think he's probably holding out to see if there's more money or more years somewhere else.
But the other part of that, I do wonder, I mean, you got a quarterback that's trying to rebuild his image, fairly or unfairly. Not a commentary on that whole thing again. We'll certainly have our time to talk about that. But he's showing up to everything, right? And you saw some videos emerge from the Building the Brown show and some other things on social media. Guys are there. Guys are ready to roll. Albert Breer did say he thought one of the issues that hurt the Browns last year and caused them to be an underperforming team was not just, you know, Baker being injured and quarterback play and everything, but just that you had made a bunch of one-year signings last year that he thought, and from what he was hearing from some people around the league, might have contaminated the locker room. Not a bunch of team guys, not a bunch of culture guys, that just missionaries.
Mercenaries.
Mercenaries and missionaries. When you know what's on my mind, Kenny. But that you did have that as an issue.
You do that far?
I do wonder.
Never mind.
Again, we do that on the podcast on Tuesday.
Yeah.
But do you think that Jadeveon is part of that? Or do you think his teammates are just cool with him showing up when he wants to show up while other guys are showing up already to voluntary stuff?
I think they're fine with it. It's his business. He's not signed. He's want to do whatever he wants. He is not a signed player in the Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we've spent all this time, we just have to call it what it is. If we've spent all this time on the Baker issue and going back to the Duke Johnson stuff, your business is your business. If you are not signed, you are not technically a member of this football team. You either is or you ain't. And right now, he ain't. And that's okay. If you're one of the other team, if you're a longstanding member of Myles Garrett, do you want Jadeveon Clowney? Clearly you do. But it's also about his business, and I think that Myles Garrett would respect that. And I think a lot of guys who have been on that defense for multiple years would respect that as well, or expect it to be in the years to come.
Do you care about how Deshaun Watson feels about that?
I think he's the first guy there. I think he would understand that. I think that that's part. If we're talking about adults in the room, that was the major thing. Yeah. Hey, his personal business clearly is not necessarily his personal business. There's a lot of things going on. But I think he feels that way with his teammates, that that's there. And technically, he is not a member of the Browns, and it is well within his right to find the best deal that fits for him and everybody around him. 216-578-0092. The dangerous one, Daryl Ryder, comes up at 820. We'll ask him about this. 9 o'clock, Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. We'll talk to him about possibly Jarvis Landry bidding adieu, headed to the Charm City, what that could mean for the Cleveland Browns. Up next, Lyman Likes. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, live in the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was a huge weekend. Huge weekend for your ball club. Real quick, Kenny. See, we're getting tweets about the franchise tag. Bacon 440 says they should have tagged Clowney over Njoku. That move was stupid. I kind of feel like, first of all,
you wouldn't have any tight ends now.
Well, is he saying they should have just signed David to a contract? I mean, obviously, the franchise tag for a defensive end is considerably more.
$7 million more.
So what? $17 million?
$17.8 million. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure
tight
you want to go
10.9.
Yeah, I'm not sure you want to go in that direction. And I agree with what most people are saying is that you do have a contract that is out there for him, and it's up to him eventually. I just get nervous that if a team comes in last minute and is desperate, or if there's an injury somewhere else, like maybe another team would be willing to give Clowney 2 years, then you don't get him. Because obviously he's holding out for a better offer, mm-hmm. or he just would have signed this one.
Yeah. Which he's well within his right to sign the offer. That's mm-hmm. all I'm trying to say here.
That's the only fire you're playing with here. That's what we're bringing up, is that there is some risk in what the Browns are doing. It's not like there's zero risk.
Absolutely there's some risk, mm-hmm. yes.
Lima Likes.
All right, huge weekend for the Guardians. They took 3 out of 4 from the Blue Jays. You had this really scheduling mess, not playing with great weather. Then you have the doubleheaders because of the rain, and they end up battling all that and taking 3 out of 4. Huge, huge comfort behind win yesterday. They got 2 in the 8th. Can we talk about Owen Miller? How incredible.
Lima Likes.
He's excellent.
Yeah, really, the entire team. It's kind of flipped on its end what this team is doing right now. Owen Miller is batting .352, on base percentage .424, and how clutch. We have a clutch factor. Like, he's an NBA player. We're breaking it down like the NBA. Seventh inning or later, he's batting .458, 2 home run, 4 RBI. He's reached base in 20 of the last 21 games with a plate appearance. That has been a huge, huge bonus for this team. I don't know. Were you expecting big things out of Owen Miller?
No, I was not. That's a very nice bonus. And 14 and 14, Credit to Terry Francona. Boom.
And not only that,
Lima Lights.
We were very nervous about Fran Mill. He was in such a bad slump, one of the worst slumps in the majors. He's now 10 of his last 20.
There you go.
Home run, double, 5 RBI. Apparently, he was getting some great advice. This is Ryan Lewis. Put it out there on Twitter. From Hall of Fame sluggers, two of them to be exact, and worked with the Cleveland coaches on choking up and taking the single at times. That's all it took. And Framil was able to change it. Was this happening when they had Vamp Berkleo as
dads
their hitting coach?
Dads have been yelling at their kids to choke up for years. Why did it take
I actually
long?
Went and got...
Isn't that amazing?
I actually went and got extra grip for the bat.
Oh, you got to, yeah.
Because he won't... He doesn't. He thought choking up was like way back. Like, no. Put the bottom of your hand here. This is what we're doing here. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I am a little nervous about this.
Lima no lights.
So I said they flipped everything on its end. The pitching is now what is hurting the team, the starting pitching, to be exact. And people are now saying, well, the Guardians don't have a number one. They don't have an ace. And I'm like, wait a second. Don't we have a guy who's won a Cy Young? How do we not have an ace? Well, they're worried about Shane Bieber, and he was shelled the first game of Saturday's doubleheader.
Uh-oh.
And the 8-3 loss to the Blue Jays, and they're really concerned about his velocity. He had averaged 94.1 miles per hour in 2020. 92.8 miles per hour in 2021. Now he's down to 90.8.
He's got dead arm.
So it continues to go down. He had 3 walks. He threw more balls, almost more balls than strikes in that outing. And he was shelled. It was his shortest outing, I think, as a Guardian since being the ace. How concerned should we be if he is the anchor of your...
Keeps falling, yes, you should be concerned.
Well, some people say, well, it's so early. But, you know, you're seeing other guys whose velocity seem to be just fine. Now, again, they have not had the warmest of conditions. And, of course, this week it gets really nice out, and they're not here. Obviously, they're going to get nice conditions wherever they go. But it stinks for the fans that they have not had really good weather to be able to go to games. But how do you feel about this team knowing that they're at 500, but it's been the opposite of what you expected? They have the second-best batting average in the American League right now.
It's actually refreshing. I mean, people just say that we want a winning team. We want a winning team. They also want to be entertained. And it's okay to admit that. I know that there's several hardcore baseball fans out there that hate hearing this. And I might hate telling you in some cases. I mean, honestly, I know that you guys just care about winning. But the average fan, they care about being entertained. I mean, you had the 90s Indians, and I know a special circumstances, no Browns. Da-da-da-da-da. I mean, you had a 1,000-run season there. It's a special thing to see good offense, and it's nice to see a team that's had some offense here.
Lima likes.
Hey, Formula One put on a great show, did they not?
Yes, they did.
Kenny, you are...
Watched it.
You are the auto racing czar on this show.
I don't like being called a czar. Everything czar ends badly.
Everything?
Most.
Man, Mike Fratello is not going to be happy with your analysis this morning.
What has happened to telestrators?
I'd rather be called the king of the telestrator. Does Tony Romo even know how to use one?
No. I don't think so.
Exactly. Thank you.
So,
Champions Post.
This got to such a point where I was even excited about Formula One this weekend. And most of it was social media driven. As I was watching social media, and people were like, you got to check this out. And the promos for it were amazing. And of course, they keep showing South Beach, even though the race is 17 miles away. not in the heart of Miami, not in the heart of South Beach. But it was still, given all of that, was still really cool. I watched it. I was on board for about a half hour, and then I realized I just don't know what I'm watching, and God, this sounds terrible. This sounds like such an American sentiment, but I am totally guilty of it. I couldn't understand the announcer.
Wow.
He's speaking a different language?
No, he was speaking English, and I couldn't understand a word of what he was saying.
Is it Simon Lazenby who's doing the...
Lazenby?
What?
Wasn't he in one of the Bond movies?
The worst
Bond movie?
I don't know. I have no idea.
On His Majesty's Secret Service?
I'm not sure.
Is that not what it was called?
You're looking at everyone in the room like we would
know. You're looking
at
us.
You're not a Bond person?
Not really. No.
Oh, I've seen all of them, including Dr.
You.
No.
All right. Good for you. Excellent.
It was another one that Connery came back to reprise his role. It was not part of the Bond.
Hunt for Red October.
No, it was not a Bond movie. It was not a Bond movie at all.
Highlander.
Hunt for Red October, they actually got away with doing the whole
Finding
movie
Forrester.
In English. It was not Finding Forrester.
Finding Forrester is a good movie.
F1, could you explain to me what I was watching as Max Verstappen wins the Miami Grand Prix? Is this the first time?
I can say it either way.
They've had events in the States. Why did they make this one out to be such a big deal?
Because they just basically put the whole thing together. It was in Miami, and they're doing more and more in America. It's a big deal to have now three races, I believe, coming up in America, where you have Vegas, you have Miami, and then you have the Circuit of the Americas, or COTA, yeah, if you will.
So it'll be like this every year?
In Austin.
Going forward?
Well, we'll see, because, you know, you do have, I mean, you have the Russian Grand Prix that's going to go bye-bye, and then you had with the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix, which there was like an airstrike 10 miles away. That was a little bit rough.
So we're the safest place to have this going forward?
Yes. So far, yes.
Come to Miami for the safety.
Yes. Yeah. Which is, hey, you know, they were to do that in the 80s. So we've come a long way.
Well, I guess we should give it up to something we were not paying any attention to on Friday.
Lima Lights.
I guess the Kentucky Derby, and I watched it live. I didn't watch any of the 8 hours of pre-race coverage. But an 80-1 long shot ended up winning. Rich Strike wasn't even entered in the Kentucky Derby on Friday morning and Saturday evening. 80-1 long shot wins it all.
I sat here and ripped horse racing for a segment on Friday, and I watched it. It was 6:54. I was like, hey, they're about to post. I might as well go down and watch the thing. And I went down the steps, went to the living room, and I got to see it.
And here's what you saw.
Epicenter and Sandman, these two, Strike for Stride. Simplification down the outside is next. We're coming down to the wire. Epicenter, Sandman, Rich Strike is coming up on the inside. Oh, my goodness. The longest shot has won the Kentucky Derby. Rich Strike has done it in a stunning, unbelievable upset.
Audio courtesy of NBC. What a finish. Now, I know nothing about horse racing as well. Boy, I keep telling you all the sports I don't know anything about.
Interview the horse.
And afterwards, oh boy, there was some jawing going on with the horses. One horse was misbehaving.
I saw that.
Mike Tirico was doing a play-by-play of the one horse trying to bite the other horse.
It was Rich Strike looking like he was going after the other pony.
It was
classless.
Like,
I heard what you said before this, and I ended up beating them all. You said I didn't even belong to be out here on this track, but it came out.
It was classless. Get your horse under control. If you want to be taken seriously, this is a bear. They should have taken away the winnings. I mean, honestly, if this is how you're going to act after a win, to rub
horses.
It in like this.
He's joking, double A. They're horses. They're being horsies.
Okay. Oh, is that just normal?
You know what they're
good
doing.
Good-natured ribbing?
They're horsing around.
They are horsing around. That horse play, I guess it's acceptable at Churchill Downs, but then that's not the great, historic, iconic venue I thought it was to allow that kind of nonsense.
They've really trashed it up down there. You know that.
Lima no lights.
And finally, very sad, Mateo Roach ends her record-breaking run, losing by $1 on Friday.
Boom. I can watch again.
Boy, it was a magical ending. It was a great contest from start to finish. But 23-game win streak has finally come to an end. And now, Kenny, you say you're back in?
Yep. Did you see Ken Jennings is out, though?
Well, now it's back to...
He's taking a hiatus.
Yeah, I don't get this revolving door at host with Miam Bialik is something that...
You know,
I don't love.
Let Ken Jennings take his time. It'll be okay. It'll be all right.
I think she is so much better. He is so much better than her as a Jeopardy announcer.
Who cares? Why do you care?
Oh, I think the announcer is just as important as the contestant, if not more so.
I think both of them are fine. The other guy, I don't know, he just like decided to put himself in that role and then...
Well, then he got thrown off the show.
Yeah, then we all found out. But...
That's it for Line of Likes. Be careful about those podcasts. I cannot stress it enough.
Good for him.
Blew an opportunity of a lifetime.
Me and Bialik will be back. Thanks for watching. I'll be back before the end of the season. So he does plan on coming back. Ken Jennings does. That was a good Live of Likes. Well done. Did you watch any Darlington?
No.
Of course you didn't.
Well, no. They were overshadowed by the F1.
Oh, you missed a hell of an ending. Our buddy Tyler Reddick finished second.
Oh.
He wins a race. We're having him on. He's finished second like three times now this year.
How fast do the NASCAR vehicles get up to?
Well, that depends on where you're at.
Okay.
That all depends on where you're at.
Where were they yesterday? How fast?
They were at Darlington. You're looking at 170, 180 down the backstretch.
Now, F1, I was told they get up to 200.
Well, yeah, that's F1. Those
Who wants
very
to watch the
starts.
Slower drivers?
The F stands for fast.
You want beating and banging American style, or do you want sleek? sophisticated. Well, you can't drink wine because you drive, but you get what I'm saying.
Does Tesla have a racing vehicle yet?
Not yet.
How can Elon Musk be this far behind?
I'm sure he's soon there. Coming up next, a rising expensive tide lifts all boats.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.